In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I'd like to begin today by posing a question. How do you see yourself participating in the kingdom of God? Now, as you ponder that a moment, you may say, well, now, what exactly do you mean? So let me clarify this. Now, let me start by saying, do you see yourself as a recipient of God's grace? Well, you probably say, certainly, and I'm grateful for the grace that I receive. Now, on the other side of the coin, do you also see yourself as more than that, as a participant in bringing God's grace to others, in addition to receiving it yourself, taking it to others? And perhaps you don't realize how valuable you are in the manner in which God has chosen to bring his grace and mercy to this world. It's pretty amazing to think that he has chosen part of his creation, us, to take that grace and mercy to the rest of the world. And you may think, well, I really don't make that much of a difference. Does God really need me? And the answer is yes. You are important to God, and you are important in the kingdom of God. You may feel at times that, you know, you're not that important, but you are unique, each and every one of us. And God works through anyone who is willing and yields themselves to him. And quite frankly, willingness is a lot more important than ability, because God provides the ability when needed. And that's what's illustrated in today's gospel. In our reading from Matthew 14, Jesus had been ministering to this multitude, and it was starting to get dark. And the disciples came to him in the evening there and says, you know, Master's getting late. We're in a deserted place. We need to send the multitudes away so they can go to the village and buy some food. And Jesus' response kind of surprised him. He said, you give them something to eat. Okay. You know, what are we going to do now? And this event is actually recorded in all four Gospels. In Mark, we hear more detail about their response to Jesus' prompting for them to give them something to eat. They asked, should they go and buy food for them? And Jesus said, no, let's see what we have on hand first. In St. John's account, we find that there was a small boy who had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. In today's gospel reading, we then hear Jesus telling them how to feed the people with what was just available. And not only were there more than 5,000 that were fed with these 5 loaves and 2 fish, when they were done, how much was left? 12 baskets full. This miracle of feeding over 5,000 is so important to us, it's recorded in all 4 gospel accounts. And it shows, as an illustration, Jesus feeding the people of God like he fed the Israelites in the desert, how he provides. The church fathers also see this as an image of the Eucharist, where we receive the bread of life, multiplied over and over and over again as we partake of the Eucharist. And let's look a little closer, though, on how Jesus performed this miracle. Did he do it just all by himself? You know, sometimes it's a healing and he just heals someone. In this particular case, he works through his disciples and through this young boy. He received what this boy brought. And then he turns and gives the loaves to his disciples. He used the disciples then to take this grace and mercy that he has now blessed this bread and pass it on to everyone who was there. And that's what God does. He acts through us, through the members of his body, his people, his church. And Jesus tells his disciples, they don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. And when they said, we only have five loaves and two fish, you know, that's, we may feel like that ourselves sometimes. What we have may seem small in comparison to a need. Maybe it's like only having five loaves and two fish when there are over 5,000 people that have got to be fed. I mean, that's a lot of folks. And that was not even counting the women and children. So there's no telling how many people were there. But, you know, he will bless whatever we bring, no matter how small it is. If we just offer to God what we have, he can do much through us. You know, if we have a voice, we can sing. If we can teach a little, we can help in Christian ed. If we can fix things, or we can help clean, we can make our facilities at the church better. We can help with coffee hour. We can help when we have feast. And so on and so on. Things we can do just here in the church. You know, a very important place for all of us to serve is in our worship service. You may think, well, you know, I mean, I thought that, you know, the priests are the ones who are serving. Well, liturgy means the work of the people. So it's not just the priest. We couldn't do a liturgy without you. The liturgy is all of us together. And you're needed in the liturgies, and not just on Sunday morning, but you know, whenever you can come to a liturgy, when we have special feasts, we have special times, all those times where we can serve the Lord, we can give back to the Lord the grace that he's given us, because when we come together like this, God's grace is being distributed to all of us, and it takes all of us to do it together. During the week, you know, we're out there in the world, we're working, we're at school, or wherever we are, we are alert, need to be alert to how God can use us. We just need to be willing to be used by the Lord to spread his grace and mercy. And even though we may feel like the disciples that day, we just don't have very much, just five loaves and two fish, this is how God works in the church. He takes whatever's at hand, and nothing is too small. I mean, just think how small that was to feed all these people. Nothing is too small. We're all needed with what we have. We just need to do our parts when asked. You know, the world thinks things are important perhaps to what you do in your job, your level of success, that's what's important. You know, otherwise you don't amount to much. And that is so far from the truth. What is most important is to do what God wants us to do, not what the world wants us for. You may think, too, that, you know, I'm just one person. You know, I mean, what possible difference can I make? What if the little boy had kept quiet and not offered up his what he had? What if he just thought, gosh, I've got so little, this is not going to help at all? What he did was not hard on the one hand. He just gave what little he had, but he had to give it. He had to take that step, that willingness to give what he had. What if St. Paul had thought, I've already made a mess of things. I've been persecuting Christians, and now the Lord has come to me, and I realize, oh man, what have I done? I'm worthless. You know, he offered back what he had, but out of the grace that he had received, and became one of the great apostles. What if Moses thought, oh man, I'm just one person and there's so much misery around here. We're in captivity here in Egypt. The people are enslaved, they're suffering, and I'm just one person. It's one person that can many times make a huge difference. One person who's willing to do what God has them to do. So as we hear about the boy with these five loaves and two fish, and how he used this small amount that he offered to feed the 5,000, just begin to think, how can God use me this week to bring his grace and mercy to others? Whether it be at the workplace, at home, getting back to school, wherever you are. We just need to make ourselves available. Be willing to make ourselves available to those around us in our day-to-day lives. And remember, it's not so much our ability itself as it is our willingness God will help with the ability. He will bless it and he will multiply it. So the question for us today is, are we willing? That's really the main question, is are we willing to do when God has something before us that we can do, no matter how small it may seem. So go forth today knowing God can do much through you. Tell him you're available. Offer him whatever little you may have. I'm going to do it. I'll just do what I can. And he will multiply those blessings from that simple offering. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.